Krishna, in relationship with Krishna. In this verse, we are like the bird, the ship fallen out of the fire. We are, this is described, we fall on three different kinds of ground. One is the barren field. One is the water. And the other is the straw. A person who is generally in ignorance about his life, for him life is just like a spark which falls in water. He's practically dead. His life, the mode of ignorance conditions a person to laziness. To ignorance, to unfulfillable hopes. Then the soul can also become conditioned by the mode of passion. Where he is conditioned in this, where he is influenced by desires. Desires which are very, very strong, and which make him a slave. Only in the mode of goodness, the person is like Paul, is evolving. It is as if the spark would fall onto straw, and will again become like fire. So in Krishna, this Krishna, the consciousness movement gives the right atmosphere where you can evolve yourself. That's why we rise up early in the morning, for instance. Or we do not eat food which is from dead animals. We shower regularly. Talk about the truth. By all these simple practices, one can be peaceful in his mind and then evolve spiritually, just like the fire which fell onto straw. When you feel miserable and depressed, the reason is often that you have fallen into the lower modes of nature. Like the spark which has gone into the water. Or on earth. This Krishna consciousness, in other words, offers a life process which allows everyone to develop his full spiritual potential. He only has to learn to take care that he doesn't believe the sculptures of the Ahankara. But at least theoretically understand, I'm the self. I have nothing to do with this material world. I am a citizen of the eternal world. So this is what I wanted to explain this evening. Thank you very much. I actually wanted to talk a lot of Krishna this evening, but because we have new guests, I thought to just stick to the text more or less. I want to invite all of you for tomorrow. Then we have our Goranga Bhajan group concert. Veliki Hare Krishna Spectacle. And please bring your friends. I can guarantee you, you will never forget this particular evening. It might even be the starting point of a great transformation inside your heart.
This month, how many tickets are already under the amongst the people? Oh, and I think the
in one day. So you have to invite all your friends then it's, when it's possible. But we also think many will be before the hall and wait there. We had this concert in Ljubljana 2 days ago, is it right? 2 days ago? Must be 2 days, huh? And after this, 7 very positive articles have appeared in the newspaper. And a very good TV emission has been there. Bhakti Vaibhava Swami has just phoned me and informed me of this. Good. Anyway, this tomorrow, please, I'll come and concentrate. Who have I not invited? Has someone thought of Tuchman? Yes? Rishabhaya. Should all come? Holiday. Good. So, do you have any questions regarding the subject matter of this evening's talk?
Speaking about the relationship with Krishna, and his question is it good for a devotee on your part to think about his eternal relationship with Krishna? Because sometimes he finds out that by thinking in such a way he's committing offenses. But on the other side, he finds it helpful in a way that he might be purified by thinking about his eternal relationship with Krishna. Is it positive to think about that?
See, in India, there are some gurus who are not really proper gurus who tell people, you are a peacock in relationship to Krishna. Or a gopi. Or a friend of Krishna. And they say, try this for some time in your meditation. And if it works, good. If it not works, we try another thing. Bojo is amazed. So there was once, you know, a godbrother of mine who heard from such a funny thing. And he started to imagine himself in that role. This is material body. In India you find even people who know that they are, you know, who dress up, men who dress up as women. Like transvestites. travesty to her. Because I think I'm not this male body, this male identity. I might be, in my spiritual form, a woman. This is very bad. Because the material, I mean, what does the material body have to do with your spiritual identity? So how does it help to dress in a different way or behave in a different way? So in Krishna consciousness, we do not imagine such identity. It will be revealed in due course of time who we are. But you can certainly think about your relationship to Krishna in a general way. You should know that you are an eternal servant of God. Now, what exactly your service will be in the spiritual world, that will be revealed, but that you are will be serving Krishna, that's clear. So therefore a devotee meditates on this. Even when a devotee cannot do something practical for Krishna with this body, he still meditates in his mind about it. Once there was a Brahmana who heard in a lecture that Krishna accepts service which is performed in meditation just as much as he does service, except service which is done with the body. So in meditation he went every day to four rivers. And he brought water from the four rivers to a beautiful temple which he had built in his meditation. And there he was bathing the deity of the Lord with this water. And then he cooked every day the finest of preparations. One day he cooked sweet rice. Now, if you want to offer sweet rice, it should be cool. So he needed to find out with his finger if it was cool already. And he went with the finger inside the preparation, but like, it was still hot. And you will be amazed to hear his meditation broke. Because when he looked at his finger, it was burnt. He really had to go like. Now, at this time, Krishna was smiling in the spiritual world. Because he had arranged all this. He had arranged that this Brahmana, who meditated like this, had burnt his finger. Because he wanted to show that meditation and service is the same as actual physical service. Sometimes, in my meditation, I have concert halls full of 50 million people chanting Hare Krishna. Very good sound. It's very, very nice to meditate like this. But of course, we should also do something for Krishna with this body. We should engage our mind, but also our senses in Krishna service. This is how we should start with our service. Let's do something for Krishna. Okay? So, yes, meditate about that you have a relationship to Krishna? You should think I was living in a scandal up to now. I was a servant of illusion. Now I must become a Krishna Das. Anyone else? Or it's getting a little late. Yes, our, this will be our last question. The mother of Gopal.
Well, he has a lot of practical service. He is chanting and worshipping the deity. But somehow, in his education, something is missing. He is not learning his
alphabet.
Yeah, very nicely.
Well, Srila Prabhupada, there were two men who had to bring him to school. He would not go alone. They really had to work to bring him to school. No, the mother is not satisfied with me. It is sometimes like this. Persons who are very creative, even when they are young, they have difficulties to go and learn in a certain system. Any intelligent man has this difficulty. Because he wants to think on his own. However, when we are children, we have to go to Skola. Because if we don't go to school, our life will become difficult. Okay, go first. We will have to go to school and our school, otherwise there will be difficulties in our life and we might not know, you know, certain things which we can use in Krishna's service. So please do the sacrifice to go to school. But it is a fact. Good, so thank you very much for listening. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Ravana Jagideya Konya Bihari
Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Jagideya Konya Bihari
Jaya Yamuna Tiravana
Yeah. is all over the world, this is the most special day and the most interesting day, actually, of the year.
I za sve bakte širom sveta, ovo je dan koji je najinteresantniji, najposebniji za sve njih.
The way it is celebrated is that all the devotees fast up till midnight.
Način na koji obično bakte proslavljaju taj dan je to da poste do same ponoći.
And then at the actually the actual hour of midnight, a huge feast with sometimes up to many hundreds of preparations is offered to Krishna.
Tako da za sve do ponoći traje taj post, a zatim u samu ponoć preko stotine jela se služi koje je ponuđeno Krishna.
See, because he appeared at 12 o'clock.
Jer Krishna se pojavio u 12 ponoć.
And then you can imagine this feast is distributed to the pleasure of all the devotees.
Možete onda da zamislite tu proslavu, taj feast, gozu koja je ponuđena svim gostima.
And Hare Krishna Maharaji, thank you for coming. It was very nice to have your association. I think a few of our guests will have to leave. So also we will have our high point of our festival at 12 o'clock in the night.
Mi ćemo imati vrhunac naše proslave u 12 sati noći.
And we want to invite you all, if you have time, please stay as long as possible.
Tako da želimo
if
da
vas, you have time.
Želimo da vas pozovemo, ukoliko imate vremena, da ostanete što duže sa nama, ukoliko je to moguće.
Because as I said, this evening is a traditional evening taking place in many, many different temples all over the world, not just in Beograd.
I ovo je jedna tradicionalna večer koja se nadigrava samo u ovom gradu po celom svijetu.
So by observing such a festival, we will all participate in a spiritual event which is not only worldwide, it is universal, because the universe celebrates the appearance of Krishna.
I možemo reći da je ovo događaj kojem smo se priključili ne samo događaj koji se odigrao u celom svijetu, nego čak u celom univerzu.
And we will hope that this will induce our Krishna consciousness in a great way.
Nadamo se da će to poboljšati našu svjesnost Krishna na jedan veoma veliki način.
Now, first of all, I would like to speak about the fact that we are opening the temple today.
Prvo što želim pričati danas, to je činjenica da otvaramo danas naš hram, centar.
A temple can mean different things to different people, but if it has the most important ingredient, it can be in different circumstances.
Mnogi mogu misliti da hram ima različitu ulogu i u različitim situacijama on zaista može imati različitu ulogu.
In India you will find ornamented marble palaces.
U Indiji možete susresti palate koje su izgrađene od mermera koji je lepo ukrašen.
The example, I think, is easy to understand. You go on a field and you work the field, say you put some seeds inside, there will be a reaction. You will have a nice corn field, as an example. So just like a farmer can obtain a result by working the field, the living entity can obtain a certain result by working this material body.
rezultat, ako obrađuje polje, živo biće dobija određeni rezultat radeći na ovom tijelu.
Psychologists have found out, which is not a very great time here, that most people work this body to attain a maximum amount of pleasure and not suffer.
Psychologists also tell me, a to nije naš neka velika tajna, da većina ljudi djeluje na ovo tijelo sa ciljem da stekne sve moguće više uživanja i da izbegne patnje.
And to do that, one has to work the body in a certain way.
I da bi to učinila, osoba mora djelovati na tijelo na određeni način.
One has to wash it.
Mora ga oprati.
Eat enough foodstuffs.
Dovoljno hrane pojesti.
Get enough sleep.
Dovoljno spavati.
Bring it to the right place.
Dovoljno je na pravo mjesto.
At the right time.
U pravo vrijeme.
Do the right endeavor.
Upotrebi pravi napor.
And in this way, one can get a maximum amount of pleasure as a result of working the field in such a way. Now, in the purport of this text, Srila Prabhupada speaks of mainly, makes a very philosophical point, and I want to request you to mislead a little bit about it.
U komentaru na ovaj tekst, Prabhupada iznosi jedno jako filozofsko poantu i želim vas zamoliti da svi malo razmislite o tome.
See, working the field can of the body can be done in three levels.
Djelovanje na ovo polje tijela se može izvesti na tri nivoa.
To put it in more concrete words, material life can be done in three kinds of ways.
Konkretnije, materialni način života se može živjeti na tri vrste načina.
First is the platform called Anamaya.
Prije svega postoji nivo koji se naziva Anamaya.
I've spoken about this previously, but because some of you are new and hearing, they might be enlightened by hearing this. And those who know already, please bear with me, it does not do any harm to hear it again. Anamaya is like the first level of understanding.
Anamaya is very new,
for someone on the level of Anamaya, truth is food. He thinks his life is moja when he has something nice to eat. He may work the whole day, but as long as there is something good to eat in the evening on his table, he feels food at noon.
Ali ako zna da je na večer na njegovom stolu obezbeđena neka dobra hrana, onda osjeća da je sve u redu.
Yes. In Germany we have these people. You know, they lead such a miserable life.
U Njemačkoj imamo takvih ljudi. Oni vode zaista miseran život.
Have to work in the factory.
Moraju raditi u fabrici.
They almost become a part of the machine.
Malte ne se postane dijelovi mašine.
Then in the evening they go to the Gostilna and drink beer and eat meat. And then usually they come late at home and the wife is waiting there already. And she's very angry that he came so late. And there is some problem. But every day they lead the same kind of life. They're caught in a circle. Because for them, truth is not something very high, it's just food. Babies on the same level of consciousness. He is not interested in the Serbian-Croatian war at all. Or if Bill Clinton is a a president or Richard Nixon. He just wants to drink the milk of the mother. I am because I eat. That's his understanding. On a higher level of life, a person becomes identified with his activities. Ask him, who are you? He will say, I'm an actor. Or a musician. Or a bank director. Or punk. He's totally identified with his activity. I've spoken today with someone, she said, actors especially have a very high degree of false ego. I heard when Marilyn Monroe read an article in the newspaper which said that she has developed wrinkles on her peach-like face. Then she seriously began to contemplate suicide. Because she was identified with this role of the impeccable, beautiful, smiley lady of America. Yes. So, on this platform, I am because I act. Lou got a promise to get chocolate. Do you understand the point? You may say, no, he thinks totally different now. But see, the self is not the thought. The unchangeable self remains the same, although the thoughts may change just like the body changes. Maybe you were once a communist. No? For some time. Little bit time. Yeah. He was convinced of communism. Maybe before that of anarchism. And now he is convinced of Krishnaism. You see, there are different concepts which have also changed, but the person who is experiencing all these changes has still remained the same. That person is not the body. Today I received a letter which moved me very much. It's a good friend of mine, 82 years old, who suddenly, without any prior notice, has left his body. And before his death, 4 days, he wrote, "The nicest moment in my life will be death." Because I will leave this body and go to the eternal world. But I have to practice. Because dying is very difficult if one is attached to this world. Every little time when I become more detached is a victory over illusion. And the illusion that I'm the body. He wrote this 4 days before he left his body. He had a very peaceful passing. Because he had understood that he is not the body, but that he is eternal. So someone, as I said, some of us have sometimes this understanding. For instance, Chaitanya Chandra's wife, when she was very young, she sometimes found herself outside of the body and saw her body lying on the bed. And she was shocked because she didn't know how to make sense of this vision. That was before she came to Krishna consciousness. However, a person in spiritual understanding who has a little knowledge knows that he acts on the stage of life in different bodily costumes. Sometimes he is in the body of a man, of a baby, I wanted to say. Then he is like Gopal, in the body of a Gopal, child. Then in the body of an elderly man. We will be all in the body like Padmavati, 70 years old. She still looks like a young person, because her soul is very alive. But and then we will, then it's time to go. So a person that wants to understand, who is a little knowledgeable, who am I, the soul? The real person. Do you know this, Vishenga Babu? Who are you? Not spirit soul, but who? That's just like saying, when I ask you, who are you, can you please introduce yourself? You say, I'm a human being. It's not a very satisfying answer to say, I'm a spirit soul. Who? See, that is our dilemma. We don't know. Now it is described. As long as we don't know who we are, then we will have to take a false identity. Which is produced by a sculptor in our heart. He goes like, the sculptor has a factory of illusions. Yes, and he works every day. Sometimes even in the night. He is called the eye maker, the identity maker. Ahankara in Sanskrit, or the false ego. Do you see our dilemma? As long as we don't know who we are, we will take one of his forms. Oh, I am a big-bellied bass guitarist. It's not true. Excuse me, isn't it? It is just, you see, I want to understand the philosophy. So the first process to understand who we are is to enter into a relationship with Krishna. Within a relationship, it's easy for a person to understand himself. I think some of you are married, and they know in that marriage relationship, they understand certain aspects about themselves. Some find out, for instance, that they are very easily to be irritated in a marriage relationship. They find this out. They thought they were so tolerant, but then they can't tolerate if the wife doesn't give the tooth cleaner, you know, the thing which where you take the vegetable out of. Some find this out, not everyone. So in relationship to, or see, if you live in a spiritual community like here, you find out things which you never thought you were. You find, for instance, out that you always want to be recognized as someone special. That's your feast, you know, what you like to eat. So, taking this concept into spiritual life, we come to a very pleasurable understanding how to revive our real identity. If you relate to Krishna, you find out who you are. Spiritually. What is your spiritual identity? That unchanging self. See, if you relate only to material things, you will only find out material reactions. Two reactions made. You accept something and you reject another thing. You like this food and you dislike pasta. Yes. You like this person or you dislike even his smile. Or you like this politician or you strongly dislike him. This is how you react materially. When you, however, relate, if your frame of reference or your is Krishna, total spiritual, Krishna means God, then you will find out your spiritual reactions. And you will find out how you relate to him. What is your identity? See, each one of us has a specific relationship with Krishna. Either we relate to Krishna as his servants, his friends, or we have paternal affection, or this intense emotion like a lover feels for a lover. In this relationship we find ourselves, our identity. In one of these relationships, there were four active relationships. There is also a fifth relationship which is neutral, but there, in that neutral relationship, because there is no coming and going, it's more only the beginning of spiritual life. In Vrindavan, there is no neutral relationship towards Krishna. In Vrindavan is a spiritual world.
Now, for a person like us, that means beginners in spiritual life, we start our relationship in this relation of dasya. Dasya means service to Krishna. And in this service to Krishna, we will find more and more who we are. Sometimes this is like opening an onion. Look. Yes? Look. When you have the look, you go like, you can peel it. Hmm? And then finally you have the inside of the look. So sometimes in spiritual life, one layer after the other, a false identification goes. It's an adventure. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes one has to say dovijenya to a concept which were very dear to one. I, for instance, always thought I'm a wonderful musician when I was not yet in Krishna consciousness. I was playing a very avant-gardistic style of violin. I was the only person in the universe who liked it. But I was very convinced of my art. I thought one day I will fill houses full of 100,000 people and audience. And I remember one day I was practicing in a room in the temple. Like this. And the devotee says, oh, here comes the devil's violinist. He just looked inside and said, here's the devil's violinist. And I was very shocked. What was his conception of art, I was thinking. What was his conception? I thought he was totally uncivilized to make such a remark. But in Krishna consciousness, I had to say goodbye to this concept. Like peeling the hulu. But when we do this process of spiritual life, it is understood to be like a journey. And like any journey, we pass different stations. We undergo changes in our consciousness. This is the meaning of spiritual life until finally we arrive at a true understanding of who we are. But we will only arrive at this understanding if we have a strong relationship with Krishna, in relationship with Krishna. In this world, we are like sparks which have fallen out of the fire. We are, this is described, we fall on three different kinds of ground. One is the barren field. One is the water. And the other is the straw. A person who is generally in ignorance about his life, for him, life is just like a spark which falls in water. He's practically dead. His life, the mode of ignorance conditions a person to laziness.
to ignorance, to unfulfillable hopes. Then the soul can also become conditioned by the mode of passion. Where he is conditioned in this, where he is influenced by desires. Desires which are very, very strong and which make him a slave. Only in the mode of goodness the person is like Paul, is evolving. It is as if the spark would fall onto straw and will again become like fire. So in Krishna, this Krishna, the consciousness movement gives the right atmosphere where you can evolve yourself. That's why we rise up early in the morning, for instance. Or we do not eat food which is from dead animals. We shower regularly. Talk about the truth. By all these simple practices, one can be peaceful in his mind. And then evolve spiritually, just like the fire which fell onto straw. When you feel miserable and depressed, the reason is often that you have fallen into the lower modes of nature. Like the spark which has gone into the water. Or on earth. This Krishna consciousness, in other words, offers a life process. Which allows everyone to develop his full spiritual potential. He only has to learn to take care that he doesn't believe the sculptures of the Ahankara. But at least theoretically understand I'm the self. I have nothing to do with this material world. I am a citizen of the eternal world. So this is what I wanted to explain this evening. Thank you very much. I actually wanted to talk a lot of Krishna this evening, but because we have new guests, I thought to just stick with the text more or less. I want to invite all of you for tomorrow when we have our Gauranga Bhajan group concert. Veliki Hare Krishna spectacle. And please bring your friends. I can guarantee you, you will never forget this particular evening. It might even be the starting point of a great transformation inside your heart. Yes, Mark, how many tickets are already under the amongst the people? We are actually like here. So you have to invite all your friends, then it's possible. But we also think many will be before the hall. Relationship with Krishna. In relationship with Krishna.
Well, we are like sparks which have fallen out of the fire. We are, this is described, we fall on three different kinds of ground. One is the barren field. One is the water. And the other is a straw. A person who is generally in ignorance about his life, for him, life is just like a spark which falls in.